Joining us today on Regional Radio, the head coach of the Perryville football program, Mr. Blaine Boss, joining us today. And going into year number one, training camp just around the corner. First and foremost, congrats on being given the reins of that Perryville football program. How have things gone early on?
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. So far, so good. I mean, we've had great numbers, to be honest. A little mini camp we had back at the end of May, I think we had about close to 60, 65 kids. And then we've had workouts here in June. I'd say we've had a 45 to 50. You know, on most days we're having, you know, average about 45 kids. So pretty excited about that. Kids are definitely hungry. They're excited to get started just like I am. So
definitely. And you could say in any sport, professional, college, whichever, when you have a change in philosophy, sometimes you'll see it reinvigorate guys that have already been out. Have you noticed that from some of the upperclassmen just coming out ready to go?
I don't know if it's, you know, a change of philosophy or what. I just think they're eager to win some football games. You know, it's kind of been a rough go for them, you know, the past 3 years. You know, there hasn't been a whole lot of winning down there. But, you know, I think they're ready for that to change. You know, you can only lose for so long. It just gets old and it wears on you. And I think those kids, especially those seniors, they just, you know, I think they're ready to kind of take the reins and kind of show the younger kids how it's done and just kind of help me out as well. You know, having that, you know, we have a pretty big senior class, and having that many kids is definitely a big help. And it's, you know, I'm definitely glad we have that many kids out. So those seniors, you know, like I said, they're chomping at the bit, and they're working hard. So I'm glad to have them. I'm glad they're showing, you know, the younger kids how to work in the weight room and, you know, how to work out there on the field as well.
From your perspective, stepping into the situation, you take over the program, your first head coaching job, how exciting was it for you to have those guys be so excited just to get going?
Oh, I mean, it's great. I mean, I don't think, you know, I'd want anything else. I mean, that's, you know, it's all you could ask for as a head coach is having some kids that are excited to play the sport and excited to do, you know, what you ask of them and, you know, get the program kind of turned around, hopefully. So, yeah, I mean, anytime you walk into that, you know, with a group like the seniors we have and then, the younger kids as well, I mean, when kids are excited to play football, there's no better feeling as a head coach. So you can't ask for more than that.
Let's talk a little bit about your coaching experience, influences, and things of that nature. For those in the listening area that aren't familiar with you, football's been a big part of your life for a number of years now. Let us know who was the coach that kind of influenced you or who you've been learning under these past few years.
My biggest influence coaching-wise would have to be Brian Robbins, who's the head coach at St. Clair. Right now, I started coaching in 2000, I think it was 2000, late 2008, early 2009, and that's when I first met Coach Robbins when he was at Hillsboro, and that's where I started as well. So he's definitely shown me a lot. I mean, most of what I know, he's just, you know, he's a great coach. He knows, you know, his X's and O's. You know, I'd put him up against anybody. He probably should honestly be coaching at the college level, but yeah, coaching-wise, he's definitely the biggest influence I've had. Growing up, I mean, I've had, you know, different coaches here and there. When I was, you know, when I first got started, back, I think I was 6 years old when I first started playing. My dad was my coach, and, you know, it was definitely fun to get to play for him and, you know, learn from him, and he kind of was the one to push me and guide me along the way. So, and, you know, I had two influences. I have to say it was those two guys.
And you talk about the time spent at Hillsboro. There's a number of local coaches that come from the assistant staff from Coach Robbins. So just having a familiarity with that kind of thought process and knowing the area so far, I'm assuming it's been a pretty smooth transition for you.
Yeah, I mean, I can't complain. I think, I've got some pretty young coaches to work with, and they're kind of hungry too. They're excited to get a fresh start. They're doing everything I want. They're showing up every day and working their butts off too. So I'm excited about having those coaches, help me out. And like you said with Coach Robbins, when I was at Hillsborough there, most of the guys that were assistant coaches are head coaches now. You got Coach Freeman at Hillsborough, Coach Rugley at R7. You had Coach, who else we have? Coach Fox is the D coordinator there at Hillsborough. Coach Kate, he was a head baseball coach. Coach Weiss, same thing. He was also a head baseball coach. It goes on and on. I mean, we're lucky to have that good of a staff then at that time. So it was pretty fun to work with all those guys. But yeah, you can definitely see how Brian Robbins, helped everybody out, and you can kind of see how he was a leader and all the stuff that he showed us to help us to finally become head coaches as well. So
taking that kind of approach, when there's so many guys that come from that kind of philosophy, that mindset, if you had to throw out a couple of terms of what you want your team to be, what would you say?
I just like to be, have our kids just be tough-nosed kids that, never give up. They're going to keep coming at you no matter what the score is. They're going to fight till the end. And I think the kids at Perryville kind of already have that in their blood. I've played against them basically my whole career growing up at Windsor and, coached against them. And, I've already seen that quite a bit. They always come at you hard. They never give up. And they're always going to play till the whistle. So, that's definitely something that I'm going to preach, and that's what I want to hopefully get my program. Have that in my program, so that's definitely what I'm preaching.
Looking ahead this season, stepping in year one, kind of things just getting going, training camps just around the corner. If you had to pinpoint something right now to measure the success of this team, you could say it's wins and losses, growth inside the locker room. What would be a successful year one for your football team?
A lot of people from the outside kind of like to look at the wins and losses. But my goal as head coach is just kind of, prepare these young men for their future life ahead of them. I want them to, show great manners, to help people when they can. I want to prepare them for their career, whatever that may be. I'm just kind of there for them, to help them through their high school career. Football-wise, it's the same thing. I think if you can build the relationships with those kids, I think, they're going to play their butts off for you. And just getting the overall numbers, we got them with the seniors. We're working with the younger crowd now. We're just trying to get those kids to come out and to stay out. That's our main goal right now, to kind of get the numbers up. With this senior group, it's hard telling. To be honest, as a coach, you want to shoot them on every game on your schedule. I think, you're lying to yourself if you don't want that. But at the same time, you have to be realistic, I just want these kids to come out, learn the game of football, have a great time doing it, and hopefully also learn, some life lessons as well.
For the Perryville faithful that tune into J98, what would you like to say to them about you stepping into this position? I mean, you could invite them to support this season, or what do you want to see from the community?
I'll be honest. I've already seen quite a bit just coaching against them and playing against them. Like I said, with their success the past couple, they haven't had much success the past couple seasons, I guess you could say. And just seeing that, how they the fans still pack the stadium, you know, it's pretty cool to see that. So I think you have some passionate fans there that are excited about football, and hopefully we can get it turned around and, you know, get them a team that they can really be excited for, and hopefully we're going to win some games for these people that come out every Friday night and support us. So, you know, I really don't have a whole lot to say, because I think that they already love the game of football in that town, and I think they're anxious to support their kids and hopefully see them win some football games this fall.
Pirate Nation, if this guy doesn't get you fired up for the season, you got to check your pulse. We're talking to the new head coach of the Perryville football team, Coach Blaine Boss. Hey, I appreciate you setting some time aside and talking to us. I really look forward to getting out to camp and seeing how things are going.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Thanks for your time.